I'm Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdares Country Club in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya in our mother continent of Africa. Today, we focus on artificial intelligence. And when we talk artificial intelligence, we remind ourselves, as we must, that Africa did not earn the dividends of the first industrial revolution. We did not earn the dividends of the second and third. Today, we are in the fourth and fifth, and artificial intelligence is at the very heart of it. The question is, how are we going to appropriate the dividends that artificial intelligence promises? And how are we going to mitigate the dangers that it also poses? Because there are also the dangers of artificial intelligence. So in as much as we focus and sing the songs of artificial intelligence, we must warn ourselves that it can also be a source of dangers beyond our control. Africa may very well be playing catch up in this journey of consuming the dividends of artificial intelligence, but I've been to a number of African countries today where you see a robot in a restaurant serving you. One day you'll go into a restaurant and there'll be no human beings. You'll only be dealing with robots, the products of artificial intelligence. One day you'll go into the banking sector, and it's already beginning to happen. In my view, the ATMs or automatic teller machines are the very rudimentary stages of how artificial intelligence is going to inform how we interact with our financial systems. One day there'll be no physical bank. You are going to sit in your home and you are going to undertake all your transactions using artificial intelligence. Are we prepared for those days? One day, in our trade, you are going to move goods and you don't leave the comfort of your home. Commerce is going to be undertaken while one sits and you are able to transact in Ulaanbaatar, in Mongolia, in Shanghai, in China, in Bogota, in Colombia, and in Buenos Aires, in Argentina. Are we prepared for that? Is Africa prepared for that reality? In the medical field now, and this is not something that is remote, the people of Rwanda are now benefiting from artificial intelligence. One may say the use of drones, as in its very early days, are only the early days of how artificial intelligence is going to be and is being used for delivery of medicine in Rwanda. We now know that in places in South Africa, even in Kenya, we are beginning to use artificial intelligence in the medical field. Only not too long ago, there was an operation that was undertaken while a doctor is sitting in Africa and the operating doctor is sitting in the United States of America. So the medical field, if we embrace artificial intelligence, is going to be revolutionized courtesy of artificial intelligence. When we go into the arena of education, even the professors must now begin to get worried. It is going to become possible that you don't need human professors, that you have this robot who sits somewhere. It could be sitting very well in Sochi in Russia and lecturing the entire world. And then the lecture, which is delivered in Russian, is translated simultaneously into 100 languages. That is going to happen. What are we going to do? Is Africa prepared for that reality? What about the air transport environment? Is it possible that we are going to have artificial intelligence in that space? Already in different parts of the world, we have driverless cars. Is it possible that Africa is going to see driverless cars, that you are traveling from Nairobi in Kenya to Kindu in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and you have this car where there is no driver? or this train where there is no driver, or this aircraft where there is no driver, or this airplane where you have all the people who are serving you, there is nobody serving you, you summon coffee and it comes to your seat. These are the realities that we've got to talk about in terms of the dividends of artificial intelligence. But we also have to look at the other side of the coin. The fact that artificial intelligence is capable of placing you into a place where you are not. That a lot of hacking is taking place. Is it possible that through the use of artificial intelligence, we are going to destroy our medical records? Is it possible that we are going to destroy our commercial records? Is it possible that we are going to create an environment where data, because data is king. In the world of artificial intelligence, data is king. And let me tell you, this is the unfortunate thing. The data that is generated in the continent of Africa is not stored in Africa. Artificial intelligence, in my view, is going to be, and indeed is the driver of our economies, is the driver of our education, is the driver of our technical sectors, is the driver of our trade and industry, is the driver of our aviation industry, is the driver of everything that we are doing, with the consequence that it is now important that we ask ourselves, what are the weaknesses that Africa suffers from? In order to consume artificial intelligence in a responsible way, you must have technology, which means that you must have personnel that are properly trained in that regard. What are we teaching at our university? Are we ensuring that our young men and women are being trained in this regard? I know that some of the material that we need for artificial intelligence is found in the continent of Africa. Rare earth, cobalt, and all these. Training, which means that our universities must now begin to change how we train. Not only that, we must also be able to be in a position to collect and control and manipulate data, which means that we can no longer afford to have the luxury of our cards being printed out. How do we ensure that we are sufficiently coordinated? How do we ensure that our internet connectivity and our coordination across the continent of Africa is of a uniform kind? Because there is a sense in which you look at different parts of the Africa and there are places where there are technological deserts. You go to South Africa in Cape Town, or you come to Nairobi in Kenya, you have all the technology that you want. But you go into certain areas in Central African Republic, or certain areas in Chad, or certain areas in the Democratic Republic of Congo, you could very well be in the Middle Ages. How are we going to bridge the technological gap to ensure that when we talk artificial intelligence, we are speaking the same language, and that language is being heard in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, in Dodoma in Tanzania, in Nouakchott in Mauritania, and is also being understood in Antananarivo in Madagascar? The day we do that, that is the day that we are going to say that we are earning the dividends of artificial intelligence. The beauty of the situation, there is not a single African country that does not have a policy position on artificial intelligence. There is not a single African country that is not making laws to regulate artificial intelligence. African Union itself has declared that indeed Africa Agenda 2063 and Africa Continental Free Trade Area is going to run on the back of artificial intelligence. So very well. But we must remember, the food that nourishes you is the food that can choke you if it goes into the wrong direction. So let us sing hallelujah and hosanna to artificial intelligence, but remember that it must be regulated, and must be regulated in a manner that is Afrocentric, yet sensitive to the realities and the interaction that you need, because in artificial intelligence, there are no boundaries. It is the way of the future, and how we interact with it will define whether we are relevant in the future. You know, we talk about many things, and artificial intelligence is the new frontier. And today, We have had conversations around it and about it because we know that artificial intelligence is going to be the game changer, and we must be part of it.